Welcome to Taking Time Out on Scariff Bay Community Radio. If you're tuning in for the first time, you're particularly welcome. If you've been tuning in to Taking Time Out over the last few weeks, you will know that we're enjoying creating a reflective space for you to pause, take a breath, and enjoy a little time away from the anxiety and stress of these uncertain times.
To make sense of life and understand my feelings in times of perceived restriction, I often look to nature. These days, it is the tree, the November tree. I will be still and listen for signs from you. Shh. You stand there motionless, stripped of colour, wet, damp, bare, with crooked limbs stretched in all directions, naked. What age are you? 30? 40? My age? You look nothing like you do when you are full of luscious leaves, glossy, abundant, full of multiple shades of green, like the new in-season best Sunday outfit. You are just naked. I can see right through you. Shh. Oh, wait. Now I see. I see your stature, the length of your outstretched limbs, how the wind, sun, and rain have weaved their way through your body, pushing and pulling you in all directions. I see your elegance, your patience, your empathy, your humble frame standing in all its glory. Open for me to see where you offer me a new clarity, a new vision, as your limbs reach outwards and upwards. Your transparency gives everything around you a new frame, a new possibility. And yet, all the while inside, you are preparing for new buds that cannot yet be seen. They are not visible. I too can stand still, remove for a while the many masks I wear outside my home. I can be still by the hearth, like you, quiet. I can let the tears of the season flow, cleansing my expectations of myself and the world. In your nakedness, there is the reassurance that spring will come. For now, you reveal your core, your essence, allowing the light of the sun to shine on and through every inch of you, where new possibilities can reveal themselves. I can feel the rays and warmth of the winter sun as it shines through your branches, right through you, reaching me. Your surrounding landscape now looks different. There is more to be seen. I too can allow myself to be seen. I can feel and understand the aches and longings of this time. I allow myself to see me. In your stillness, you are preparing for days ahead. Your nourishment for now is focused inward. You cannot yet know how many buds will come into blossom, wrapping themselves around you, touching you, caressing you with the gentle breeze of a spring morning. For now, it is the wind and the winter sun that touches you. I too can wait. knowing that I will once more touch, hug and hold my family, my kin. Until then, I can feel the wind caress my neck. Let my body feel the tingling of the morning dew on my bare feet. And let the warm winter sun soothe the stress from my face. I thank you, the November tree.
Now the days are really short. It gets dark very early. It looks as if the light is just about to go out. Right at that time, when the light seems to be coming to an end, we reach Advent. The year ends and it begins again. It is time to start getting ready to enter the mystery of Christmas. It is all here. Everything we need. For every beginning, there is an ending, and for every ending, there is a beginning. And it goes on and on forever and ever and ever. This is an excerpt from one of our Godly Play stories. It's called The Circle of the Church Year. The children are introduced to the concept of time in a circle. The circle of church time seen in colours. A circle of memory and expectation in which we open ourselves to the elusive presence of God. Godly Play recognizes that sensing the presence of God is not exclusively for adults. In fact, a young child is naturally more likely to sense God's presence than you or I. Because children do not analyze as much, their perceptions are more mystical. They are naturally open and curious, giving them a natural capacity to wonder. They more often than not do not hide their feelings, and they know only too well what it is like to have to surrender. Because they lack so much knowledge about so many things, they are mostly unthreatened by mystery. In his Godly Play stories, Jerome Berryman uses generations of Christian story, tradition, and ritual to honour this depth of spirituality. Through Godly Play, the child is given a safe space, the permission, and the language to express their own unique sense of God. During Sunday Mass in Scariff, upstairs over the sacristy in our little Godly Play room, we sit each Sunday in a circle with the children. The children listen to the story. In this story, The Circle of the Church Year, the short days and the darkness are put into context, giving it a place in the order of things. The child hears about the darkness and how it might be if the light were to go out. Godly Play does not sugarcoat the darkness. Jerome insists the young child needs the dark to furnish their spiritual life with the depth that they already know from experience. Imagine that. Imagine what it is to trust our children with making sense of the dark as only part of the story. Then the stories move on to the light of the new beginning. Advent, and the getting ready to come close to the mystery of Christmas. Because it is such a great mystery, the church learned a long time ago that people need time to get ready, to even come close to it. For the four Sundays of Advent, upstairs in our Godly Play room, we are getting ready. We are on a journey, together with the prophets, the Holy Family, the angels, the shepherds, the wise men and all the rest. We are all on our way towards hope, light and love. That was not just back then, but it is now also, and this is full of mystery. Once the story is told, the wondering begins. I wonder, what is the most important part of that story? I wonder, I wonder if we could leave out anything and still have all the story we need. I wonder where you are in the story. As the child wonders, either in words or in silence, perhaps something in the story relates to their own lives and perhaps not. This sacred space and time allows the story to be pondered upon. It is vital to godly play. Every silence protected, every word honoured. With the story carefully gathered and returned to the shelf, it is time for the feast to celebrate our togetherness. And then finally, a child will choose a prayer for us to say. Then we bless each other before we all go our separate ways for another week to school and work. As a storyteller in our circle, Sunday after Sunday, my own faith and trust ignite and the child becomes my teacher. I am at once humbled and filled with awe and gratitude, for I am sensing the presence of God right here in our midst. A poem taken from In the Light of a Child by Michael Hedley Burton. My spark of light, it must become a flame. Breathe on me, breath of God, it is my aim to calmly tend this light within and make it burn up brightly. The air that nourishes my tender glow, it's love, it quickens me, my light shall grow. I'm given strength to love all people and do things rightly.
Dreams come true. You searched all of your life. I see them now flying over the universe. Your wonder child.
November day in 2020. It is day whatever into lockdown number two. And day whatever of relentless rain and haunting wind. This weather would pound you into the ground and steal away your simple plan for the day. Weather that fills both the landscape and the mindscape with a deep creeping grey. The same weather impels me to cast an eye around for chinks of light in the darkness, for tiny rays of hope. So I light a candle, as I have done every morning since this inescapable situation arose. The yellow dancing flame restful to the tired eyes and is, as always, a silent prayer for peace. The daylight, for what it is worth, is now beginning to fade. Dogs know this, and I am assailed by two sets of hopeful shiny eyes and wagging tails. Saying no is not an option. It takes a while to dress in coat, waterproof pants, hat, gloves, yellow vest and wellies for me, and harness collars for them. We head to the woods, where unleashed and seemingly oblivious to the elements, they bounce joyfully, sniffling, snuffling and kicking up sprays of russet leaves. We stretch our legs, get wet and breathe the clean air. We don't regret the effort. Back home, as I fill the kettle, there is a knock, and there on the doorstep, a smiling, friendly face. Come in out of the rain. Tea and biscuits follow, and whatever local news there is to be shared in these times. Many questions and not so many answers. Both knowing we need this. We so need this. Settling down for the evening, in no mood for facts and figures, I turn to the radio. The mystery train is just starting on Lyric FM. I am excited to know what mood John Kelly will be in tonight. Jazz, blues, soul, or an eclectic mix of soothing tunes. His mood is catching and I feel relaxed yet elevated by the music. What I might once have taken for granted, now I feel grateful for. Retiring to bed, I hope to sleep, something else I can no longer take for granted. Dropping off is often elusive these nights. The next day dawns, no change in the weather. I venture into town for essentials. Driving home, I am tired of hearing the swish of the wipers, when literally, out of the blue, the rain stops and the clouds slide aside, revealing a glow of turquoise brightness, and an inevitable Irish rainbow appears. It strikes me as a vibrant vision of hope for an uncertain future. All too soon, the sky reverts to charcoal hue again. No matter, I know you are there.
Been listening to Taking Time Out on Scariff Bay Community Radio. We began the show this evening with A Horse With No Name from America. Coolest title ever for a song, I know you'll agree. Our first reflective piece this evening was written and read by Cliona Donlan, entitled The November Tree. Then we had the iconic song Turn, Turn, Turn from The Byrds. Our second reflective piece is based on the godly play experience that's part of the 11 a.m. Mass in Scariff Church. And this piece was written and read for us by Rita O'Brien. Then we heard Wonder Child from Mary Black. Our final reflective piece, entitled A November Day in 2020, was written and read by Kez Clark. And our final piece of music this evening came from Mike Scott and the Waterboys, The Whole of the Moon. You were belting that one out with the boys, go on, admit it. Thank you to Cliona, Rita and Kez. Thank you for listening. Join us next week, same time, same place. Until then, mind yourselves and each other.